So with that in mind, let's move on to Flint Steel doing Tau Zero. Now, most of Jerkatorian's songs are extended dick jokes. Flint Steel and Temnir write songs that bend time and destroy the universe. And if I had any criticism, it'd be that some of those 80s synthesizers are so very 80s. But the song itself is epic. Like, I remember Chumpy occasionally getting annoyed when we'd come up with a really great song for Spin Tunes Round 1 or a Nurine Round 1. Since for some of those, you know, especially the years when we were compulsively competing, you could move on to round two with armpit farts and improvised lyrics. This song is like bringing Picasso's Guernica to show and tell. It's like, you know, okay, great, and your reward is to move on to round two? When I guarantee that some of these armpit fart songs will also move on to round two.
Pace yourself, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's epic. It's a huge effort beside these, except for these weirdly cheesy 80s synthesizers.
All right. Well, so yeah, this is Flint Steel, also known as Temnir. So if you're hearing heavy riffs, blast beats, harmonized lead guitar, fantasy sci-fi themes, and twinkly synths, and dramatic vocals, you know you're listening to Temnir or Flint Steel, which is just the exact kind of thing we expect from Will Whalen, who is a friend of the show and who handily won Spin Tune 16 Round 4 with his song In Flames, which demonstrates all of his usual strengths. And I can echo a lot of what Ryan said, but I do have a complaint, and that the song is pretty homogeneous, flat, uniform, leveled. I want the vocals to pop, and I, you know, but they're mixed at about the same level as everything else. This song has had all the dynamics squashed out of it, and it's either mixing or mastering, but this song just, for all of its epicness, it also feels a little bit lifeless because of, you know, the brick wall limiter that compressed the main output bus of the song. And I would do something to try to bring some dynamics back to it, and or just squash it a lot less. And the vocals are epic, and I want to hear them louder. I want to hear something louder than everything else, or something quieter than everything else.
But the limiter compressed the bus.
The limiter compressed the bus. Yes, it did.
Okay, we're going to need some later podcasts after we got through Lefts this time. We're going to get through limiters.
We'll get through limiters later. Buses.
Yeah.
Okay, so I checked, and this is very much public knowledge. It went out with the announcement for Spin Tunes 25. And I'm going to read straight from the email. There's one new rule this time around, the final round wild card. One contestant will make it to the final round on the combined strength of their performance in all three prior rounds, even if they're not in the top four in round three. Micah is going to take the cumulative scores from rounds one through three, and then whoever did not make the threshold of those highest scores will be instated for the final round. So that note that Ryan made about giving it your all in round one and like saving some energy for later, there's strategy to this, to really get going balls to the wall in early rounds, because you never know, you might fall off in the later round. And the strategy of just like, okay, I'll barely scrape by, and then I'll kill it in round three is, you know, something I was guilty of in Spin to whichever one I did the front bottoms in. Anyway, I haven't said my piece about this song yet, but I don't have much to say other than I feel like the loudness is appropriate for the genre again. Metal is supposed to be loud, might as well be loud. And I feel like the mix is really good. And, you know, the vocals sit exactly where they need to. The guitars sit exactly where they need to for me. A lot of early Temnir stuff sounds a little bit weaker to this because it's not as compressed and as high volume. And I feel like this is kind of Temnir taking the genre and really running with it now in terms of the mix now. Anyway, I feel as though this is really him developing himself in a really cool way as a mixer that's going with his own sound. But as far as the rest of it, you know, there's drama, there's energy, there's a cool narrative and a cool take on the challenge. I really appreciated the song bio here because otherwise I would have had no idea this was supposed to take place in 24 hours. That said, I think it's a pretty cool take.
Yeah, there's a bending of time going on that sort of doesn't really happen in any of these other songs. It's pretty cool.
All right.